A 90s kid. Christine, where would you like to start?
A 90s kid for 800.
Some kids in the 90s really loved this guy style seen here on Mark McGrath. Not icy caps, but Christine.
What are frosted tips?
That's them.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
They just made $1 million with no work, Chrissy. They bought 19 properties in the last 6 days, and they expect to maybe possibly make up to $850,000 if pigs fly. Yes.
Au revoir on me.
Yeah, au revoir on me. Ooh ha, ooh nah. Real estate training, oh nah.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
The hard ones with the hard ones.
Oh, yes, it does. Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and ooh ha, ooh nah. Drop your cock on the block. Kristen Joy Hoadley, best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Hey.
I was listening to an interview with P. Diddy.
Hoo-ha,
earlier, hoo-na. And they played that song, and it made me think of that.
We went out for my birthday, and it was like, as nice of a restaurant as you're going to get where I was staying.
Yeah.
She's not saying much, but there you go. You know, we can't spend days and days at the Ritz, so we spend days and days near the Ritz is what we do. I figure it's just as good, right?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, listen, I can see the Ritz. I'll even walk on their beach.
I'm a
hooligan. So we go to this restaurant. It's nice. And they have this guy, the lady calls out the specials or whatever, you know. And tonight we have a tomahawk chop steak for, $350,000.
Right.
And, we just probably bought it at Kroger for $10. Whatever, who cares? So, and she says, and that comes with a style. You can cook it in any style you want. You can do surf and turf, blah, blah, blah. Opov. And I was like,
Opov.
Hoo ha, hoo na. Opov, I'm a chop. People looking at me like, what? What happened? Is he turning racist? What's going on over there? Is that racist? I'm not sure. Is that cancelable? I don't know.
No.
No, I'm just singing like the guy did. So, I love my hot, spicy foods.
Yeah, I do too. We share that.
We do share that in common. Mm-hmm. And I have gone so far as to do the world's hottest wing challenge.
Yes, you did.
Which I don't know who exactly determines what the world's hottest wing is. I don't think there's any governing body. There might be. Of course, you can do it on the Scoville scale, right? But I don't think this has actually been tested. It was some tiny little bar outside of Macon, Georgia.
I think it's the ghost pepper, right?
They put one ghost pepper for every wing.
Ooh.
And there were 20 wings.
Ooh.
And so I went with a girl that I was dating at the time and her best friend. We equally I would put Tabasco on cereal if I could. If I thought it would taste any better, I would. I put hot sauce and spicy sauce on almost every savory meal that I eat. So I thought, clearly, this is the challenge for me. And I've done these hot wing challenges before. You can make them as spicy as possible. They're probably not too hot for me. So we find out about this. We go there, the three of us. And the guy, the bar manager, comes over. He seems irritated at first. But he's like, okay, here's the deal.
We got this damn challenge.
Now the fucking chef is going to hold up the whole restaurant, making your damn... Now we all have to evacuate the kitchen for 30 minutes right. While they chop up ghost peppers,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
But whatever. They advertised that we were there. And he says, here's the deal. 20 wings, 20 ghost peppers, 20 minutes.
Oof.
That's what you have to do. And if you finish in 5, then you have 15 more minutes. No water. No napkins, no milk, no nothing. You touch the wings, and that's it. That's all you do. You touch the wings, you put them down. That's all you can do.
Definitely don't touch your eyes.
No, fuck no. I'm not that dumb. Well, they actually, I think they said,
Did you wear gloves?
No, not gloves, but I think they did allow you to wear glasses if you wanted
just
so you wouldn't get a sauce in your eye. But I said no. And at the time, I was wearing glasses that were taped together, so I didn't usually bring those out in public. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
For like 3 years, I was wearing glasses that were literally taped together.
It was the one side, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had one tape on one side. But it was the clear tape, so, I could see through it.
Yeah.
So we say, okay, it takes an hour for this guy to make these wings, because now there's two of us, so there's 40 wings or whatever. So we get those wings, and within four bites, I knew that I was
in trouble,
in way over my head on this
right.
one. It was the most spicy thing I had ever tasted in my entire life. Ghost peppers are known as one of the hottest
yes.
peppers, not the hottest pepper, but one of the hottest peppers. It's like 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 on the Scoville scale, whatever it is. But I ate them. I ate all 20 of them. I did it well under 20 minutes, and then I had to suffer for 15 minutes while I waited for the time to expire.
I feel like I would have gone slow just so you could, at the very end of it, grab the milk.
No,
quick.
I think you think that that was going to be my strategy, too. But once you start eating them, you're like, just I just better get this over with.
Yeah,
get it over with so the air can at least. But then even the air becomes hot, right? And it's burning your throat and snot coming out of your nose and you're tearing up and sweating profusely. It was just gross. The whole thing was just gross all around. And I couldn't use a napkin. So I literally had snot just pouring out of my nose. And so did she, the person I was with. But at the end, we got a free pitcher of beer and our picture on the wall. That was it. That's all we had to show for it. They didn't even have t-shirts. They said they had t-shirts. They didn't have them. They told us they would mail them to us. The bar closed a month after we did the challenge. So, okay. So we did that. I thought one of the, you know, I've seen this on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. There's that one famous interview program.
That show,
that
yes.
show where they sit
have
and they
celebrities
eat hot wings while they do the interview.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, what an interesting thing to do. Why don't we do like a hot wing or hot chip or hot sauce challenge here
okay.
where the two of us could do this? So I was just thinking about this over the last week or so. And then I read today. And one of the things I was, let me back up a little bit. One of the things I thought we would do is the Pocky. Do you know what Pocky is? Does this look familiar to you? This like this Pocky chip, the one chip challenge?
No.
Comes out every year. They do the Pocky one chip challenge. It's one chip. It's like $10 for this chip, right? And you can buy them at stores. I've actually seen them in 7-Elevens and stuff like that. It's literally a chip in a box
wrapped
tightly.
Is it next to the Y. Bryan 3000?
It's not next to the Y. Bryan 3000. It's next to the Y. Bryan 3000 Scoville. And so I thought, let's do this challenge.
Why Bryan 3000? Not been tested by the FDA. Your hair may fall out. Your eyeballs may fall out. You may lose all of your teeth. It's possible a boner may never happen. It's possible a boner may happen. It's possible you may need new lubricant. Many people have visited the hospital. Do not take Why Bryan 3000. If you're sick, elderly, underly, young, old, in the middle, it doesn't matter. Don't take it. It's never been tested to be safe by anyone for any reason under any circumstances. Why Bryan 3000, now available for $19.99 at 7-Eleven next to the Pocky Challenge.
So I thought, let's do the Pocky Challenge. We'll do it here. I'll get a chip. You get a chip.
Okay.
We'll do it. But now someone has died from the Pocky Challenge, and now I'm wondering if we should do this. A kid, a 14-year-old, Harris Wobola, died after trying the one chip challenge at his school. He complained of stomach pains. They sent him home. He started feeling better. He went to basketball practice. He collapsed and died.
Jesus.
Fucking unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking to myself, could hot sauce or something hot really kill you?
Mm.
And I guess if you're, like, super sensitive,
yes.
then it could kill
or you.
You
have, like, an ulcer or some kind of reflux.
Yeah, if you have an ulcer, reflux,
yeah.
something like that. It took me days to get straight from that ghost pepper
sure.
challenge. Days.
God.
And let me tell you, the ghost pepper wing challenge burns on both ends. It's a true story.
Got it.
Yeah,
it's got to,
because the guy told us drink lots of milk so it comes out the other end. It, you know, you get a little, like, put some cream back there or something. And I'm like, I don't even like pooping in the first place, let alone touching my own butthole. So I was like, I don't need that. But man, it burned everywhere. And I did have that reflux for like 10 hours. Like that, just that spicy, weird thing going on in your belly.
Because then you drank a pitcher of beer.
Two pitchers of beer. So, but
well,
like, yeah.
God, so you're burping up.
Oh, Chrissy, it was a whole mess. The ride home was disgusting.
Ow.
It's just like the girl that I was dating driving and the two of us like,
sounds awful.
I think the girl that I was with threw up a couple times on the way home. It was just awful. Why did we do that to ourselves? And then I think about those guys who eat like 400 hot dogs in 10 minutes on 4th of July. And I don't know how they do that.
I have no idea.
The older I get, the less amount of food I can eat in one sitting without feeling an extreme amount of discomfort.
I agree.
And I don't know if that's because my my stomach is just not used to that amount of food anymore. You know, when I was doing five creams and cereals every night, I felt like I'd eat anything, like a huge amount of food. Now that I've stopped, I have like a steak, which I did the other night. I had half that steak. And I just wanted to go right to sleep. Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted to do. I felt such discomfort.
I usually eat like half of my dinner now.
Yeah. Now I understand all those old men who like pop their button and put their hands down their pants and take a nap in front of the couch. I think I'm turning into that guy. I think during Thanksgiving, I'm going to be the guy who starts falling asleep on the couch in football.
You are. Yes.
Instead of the hot wing challenge, I'm going to do the one wing challenge. Can Brian eat one wing without taking a nap? I don't know, maybe. But I think we should scrap the one wing challenge. I mean, the one chip challenge. I don't want you dying.
Well, I didn't even know it was on the table. So yeah, let's scrap it.
You never know what's on the table with Brian. That's why the commercial break is interesting. It's because one of us has no clue what we're going to talk about. On purpose, by the way. That's not because Chrissy's slacking off. It's because Brian won't tell her.
I just
want her natural reaction. I like my Chrissy au naturel. That's right. I like that. Hot and heavy, pheromone, thick, rich, brainy reaction that I get from Chrissy. I don't even know what that meant.
And a glass of milk.
Oh, a glass of milk. Yeah, milk. Drinking milk is weird at my age. You know? Do you drink milk on its own?
I love milk.
On its own?
I love milk on its own. It doesn't love me, though. So I've had to switch to almond milk. And it's a good replacement. I go unsweetened vanilla, and I like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm not into the almond milk. I just can't do it. I don't know. I mean, Astrid had me on it for a while. She had me on this almond milk kick. She was like, well, if you're going to eat cereal, eat it with almond milk. And I did. But I never truly liked it.
No.
I was just doing it because I was still at that stage of the relationship where you're trying to impress your partner.
Yes.
Where you're trying to do the healthy things for your partner to prove that my love is forever and I want to be here forever. Now I'm like, how do I get out of here?
Jeff did that with me when one of our first dates. I was like, let's go have sushi. And he did. Willingly went and had sushi, and I was ordering up all kinds of stuff.
He had no interest in sushi, did he?
He hated sushi before that. Now he likes it.
Oh,
but
he does?
I remember talking to one of his family members, and they were like, I can't believe you got him to eat sushi.
Ah.
I was like, I didn't know he didn't like it.
Yeah. To me, sushi, I got turned off by sushi when I worked at that steak and sushi restaurant. Half the restaurant was steak and half the restaurant was sushi. I just got turned off to sushi. And I don't consider it a proper meal.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't consider rolled up raw fish a meal.
I love it.
It's just like an appetizer. I'll have it as an appetizer. Mm-hmm. And I want it all fried. Like, I don't want anything raw. I just want the super crunchy roll,
roll
where they put mayo and hot sauce and crunchy stuff and
the yum yum sauce.
Yeah, it's like making a sandwich with Doritos. You know what I'm saying? That's the texture of my sushi that I want. Where's Paul when you need him? Paul. Yeah, there you are. Or is it Dean?
Ah, oh, might be Dean.
Dean.
I love Dean.
Or Paul. I don't know. It's a pretty close call.
Those
there.
Those were great sound bites.
Yeah. We used to have Michael Jackson in there, and I try and confuse you as to which one it was, Paul or Michael Jackson. But I think it's pretty clear it's Paul. We got a great reaction from the last Paul video,
by the
way. Oh,
my God, Paul. He's so lovable.
He is a lovable guy.
And he's also so bullshitty.
Oh, he's so full of shit. He's a cold caller. He's a cold caller.
So you're telling me you might buy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, as a sale.
Yeah.
As a sale.
All right. So tell me now. Just give me one hint. Will you at some point in the future think about breathing oxygen? Sure. I'm going to put you down for a close. I'm going to tell my boss I got you on close. I got you on lock. All right. Now, I'll call you back probably tomorrow 3 or 4 times just to confirm you still might think about breathing air. Is that okay with you? Are we speaking the same language? Do you understand what I'm saying? He likes to ask people, do you understand what I'm saying? As if we're not going to understand what you're saying. Paul's great. I love Paul. But no salespeople are as salesy as the real estate weekend warrior seminar guys, right? And last episode, we started to get into a weekend warrior, real estate weekend warrior seminar infomercial. I thought
cash generation.
Yeah. Cash money generators. What was it? Cash flow systems generating. Cash flow systems. Yeah. Just put cash flow in there. People will understand. That means you, without any money, you need cash flow.
Yeah. Don't you?
You might as well go get a title loan on your car and forget about cash flow systems generators. I'm not going to go through the whole soapbox thing I did the last episode. You can go listen to it if you want to. But I worked in the real estate industry. This is why in the commercial real estate industry and in the residential real estate industry, this is why the commercial break is called the commercial break. It really got its name from the commercial real estate industry. And I actually did a couple of episodes about commercial real estate.
Riveting.
Totally riveting. I lost every client I had just putting out one episode of that. Something about those commercial real estate guys. They don't want all their personal business out there in the world. But I've shared this many times on the show before. How I got roped into working in real estate was, I mean, a very long time ago, my ex-in-laws also had, they were actual real estate moguls, like owned a bunch of very expensive land and built malls and became fabulously wealthy on the backs of people, much poorer people. But anyway, I digress. The second wind that I got with real estate was when one of my good friends went to a get rich quick real estate seminar.
Yes.
And he came back hot,
pumped,
and heavy. Mm-hmm. He was pumped. He was like, dude, not only can we probably make $1 million next year, we can be the bank. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Dude, who makes money? The people who deposit money or the bank who takes the deposits? And I'm like, well, I don't know, because I've never been the bank that takes deposits and I don't make any money depositing my money into that bank.
You're speaking a foreign language.
Yeah, you're speaking a foreign language. I don't know what you're talking about. But then he goes through this whole thing. And then the very next week we have a real estate business where we're already losing money.
I think I helped you with that.
You did. Thank you.
The lead.
Yeah, the lead generator, the cold calling, wholesaling cold calls. So I know this business pretty well, and I've seen all different machinations of this business. And one thing I know is that those who can't teach, especially in real estate, those who cannot be millionaires, billionaires on their own through actual real estate. What's that?
They train.
They train you how to lose money. And they charge you for it so they don't have to lose money. All right? We got it. If you see one of these real estate courses on an infomercial, and there's going to be many more of them that come because the real estate market's about to turn, and when the real estate market turns, the people that are doing it now go insolvent, and the next people show up, or they just change the name, and they show up as some other idiot, right? All of these people, while they may have made money in real estate, they know one thing about real estate. It's very difficult to do correctly 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. It's not like you go in, your boss gives you a task, and then you have a job for life because you keep doing those tasks. It is indefinitely and inevitably a fingerprint. Everybody's journey is different. Every real estate deal is different. And that's why so many people lose money in real estate, is because they don't have the experience. And to have the experience, you have to have a shit ton of money.
Yeah, just to start.
Just to start. But these people will promise you can get started with no money down. Use other people's money.
You can be in debt.
Yeah, you can be in debt tomorrow. We'll use your good credit score to borrow for the whole business. And that's a thing, too.
Oh, my God.
Loaning out your credit score.
Oh, my, that's a thing?
That's a thing. It's a thing at the very lowest, probably illegal part of the real estate business, but it does happen.
Oh, my God.
So these guys are selling you a fucking bill of goods. It does not happen like this. You want to make money in real estate, get a lot of money, and then learn from people who are actually not teaching it, doing it.
Yes.
That's the only way. But these will forever and ever live on. As long as there's a sucker born every minute, there's going to be another real estate investment coach. And so now we are reviewing cash flow systems, right? Is it cash flow success systems?
No, cash flow generator.
Hoo-ha, hoo-na. Cash flow on the block.
Generate that cash.
Hoo-ha, hoo-na.
It makes me laugh every time.
It does me too. Hoo-ha, hoo-na. Losing money on the block. Hey, you, my podcast friend. I just popped in to say that you are the best part of TCB. And to show our appreciation, we want to give you a free WWFD sticker. It's the What Would Frankie Do sticker you've been asking for. It's number 4 in our series of stickers, and you get one just for being a friend of TCB. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the Contact Us button, tell us you want a sticker, and drop us your physical address. Those FedEx men's will be at your door post-taste. We want to hear from you, your wild and wacky stories, dating disasters, ask TCB questions, and now you can ask Brian's mom for terrible advice. Hey, I learned my terrible advice-giving skills from someone, and my mom is that person. 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll-free from anywhere in the world is where you can send us your questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas. It's a real live phone line where we actually respond. 855-TCB-8383. At the commercial break on Insta and TCB Podcast on TikTok. And please, do me one more favor. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe to that channel. Morgan does a great job editing the videos to be released on the same day it airs here on the podcast feed. Now let's listen to a word from our sponsors who keep this rambling wreck fueled up and ready to rock. And then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Happy to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by Harry's. Astrid and I had an opportunity to shoot off to the islands for a couple of days and relax without the children, and in an effort to reduce our irritation level, we decided to only use carry-on bags. When we got to the hotel, I noticed that my 5 o'clock shadow was a 9 o'clock shadow, and I was without my Harry's razor. Luckily for me, the nice gentleman at the front desk gave me a plastic, disposable razor that then promptly cut up my entire neck. By the end of the weekend, I had a full neck beard because I refused to use that razor again. I shave on almost a daily basis to make sure I look my best on camera for my wife, and so I don't give rug burn to my children when I hug them. I've been using Harry's razors for over 5 years now. I never have to worry about refill cartridges. They show up right at the front door, or I can buy them at many different locations, and the handle is heavy, sleek, and beautiful. Nothing excites me quite like getting a new Harry's razor handle. I also use their shaving cream and some of their skin products. I swear by this razor. I've been using Harry's for a long time. I've even gotten some friends and family members to use their subscription service, and I have not heard a complaint yet. A good clean shave makes you feel great, and you know your partner's going to be excited when you're on fleek with that tight chiseled jawline accented by a good clean shave. So get your best shave ever this summer with Harry's razor and skincare products. You can get a $13 starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/tcb. That's harrys.com/tcb for a starter set. Do yourself a favor, get a good clean shave with a great razor from harrys.com/tcb. That's harrys.com/tcb. And thanks to Harry's for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break. All right, here we go. We're going right back into cash flow systems generators.
Got involved in the program and now have a net worth of over $16 million.
This guy just said he had a net worth of $5 million in the last part of the thing, and now it turned to $16 million?
It happens like that, Brian, that quick.
Wow.
I mean, with this system.
Okay, scratch everything I said. I'm convinced. Yes. Chrissy, dial up that website. Oh, they don't have a website, just a phone number. Oh, they don't even have a phone number. You just got to show up at the Holiday Inn.
I love the little disclaimer and like the most light letters you could ever see.
You would never.
Results may vary.
Results may vary.
As in very wild, widely vary.
That's right.
Results will probably be much different than those talked about here on this show. Results were never exactly as described on the show. Afforded me the ability to do what I want, when I want, with the people I want.
In the past 6 months, we've purchased 19 properties. We expect to profit about $850,000.
We're feasibly looking
expect
at
we to, expect to profit.
Expect
yeah.
to. That's all what we could.
Yeah. All he's could. Got, right? Could? Maybe? What was that? What was that guy who had the sense? Yeah. What is that? Paul, he was making
Paul.
A declarative
yeah,
question.
Yeah.
I love you, right?
Right?
Making about $50,000 in the next month or so.
Now, you can get those same...
We could be possibly making $50,000 in the next month,
month
or so.
Month or so?
Yes, we don't know. You don't know. No one knows. All right, I'm going to skip through this because I think we've already seen this. These people give their testimony. Here we go. They're now trying... This is how they're getting you into the conference. Here we go.
Profit right from the get-go.
Learn where to find houses in your area for up to 50% below market price, and why savvy real estate investors have more money-making opportunity than any other time in U.S. history.
And that's the beauty of the program and of working with people that are experienced investors, because we are adapting. We're not going to just teach you something that worked when the market was hot and heavy, because we have to be making money now, too.
This information shows you how to take advantage of the...
They're showing happy
They're
people
so
showing
sweet.
Walking into the Holiday Inn.
They're so yeah. sweet to share their knowledge and wealth.
I just want to give back to those real estate investors with no money and no experience and no time on their hands and four children to feed and retirement funds to
extract
put money
from.
Into. Yeah, that's right. Checkbook, checkbook. Nice to meet you, checkbook. They're showing pictures of people walking into the Holiday Inn, getting ready to learn how to make millions of dollars with literally doing no work whatsoever. And I can just imagine that the guy's shaking hands. Bring your checkbook? Did you bring your checkbook? Did you bring your checkbook?
Is trends and profit from the changing markets with strategies that can make you money in real estate at the Cashflow Generator Program.
Hold on, Brian. I'm just now seeing there's a special offer.
Oh, there is? Two free passes.
Boom.
I bet if you ask them nicely, they give you 20 free passes, as long as those 20 people actually showed up.
We'll walk you step by step through exactly what you need to do to make money in real estate, whether you want to simply buy.
They're showing all these lovely pictures of this like real estate coach helping people at the seminar, and he's so helpful. He's like, yes, I did lose that amount of money. That is my picture, my mugshot. Yes.
Buy your own home or have the desire to live your financial dreams, there's never been a better time to get started as a real estate investor.
In the past 6 months, we've purchased 19 properties. We expect to profit about it.
Yeah, see, they're just going to keep repeating this until they get to the actual meat and potatoes part of this. All right, there we go. You know, this is so formulaic, too.
There's a limo
too.
That just drove by.
Yeah, of course there's a limo that just drove by. They just made $1 million with no work, Chrissy. They bought 19 properties in the last 6 days, and they expect to maybe possibly make up to $850,000 if all things... If pigs fly, yes.
Au revoir on me.
Yeah, au revoir on me. Hoo-ha, hoo-na. Real estate training or not.
We've worked 3 deals. Those 3 deals should net approximately somewhere around $800,000 plus.
Should.
Now you can invest like the pros, because when you're part of the Cashflow Generator Program, it's...
Touch Cashflow Generator.
Cashflow Generator gets you every time.
I mean, a limo just pulled up.
That famous Chinese guy that did all those infomercials on real estate where he'd like be on a $1 million, billion-dollar
like
yacht.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, you get rich too. And but it turned out that he was just renting all of those things and he actually had no money to his name. Yeah. This is exactly what's going on. What we're laughing at so loudly here is that there's two people in front of a house with a clipboard writing things down, and then all of a sudden a stretch limo pulls up.
It slides right up.
If this was reality versus Instagram, if this was reality, Brian shows up in his Honda with only half a hood on it. Meh, 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 meh. Hey, you got a real estate deal? I'll pay you double.
You are from the mean streets of Chicago.
I am from the mean streets of Chicago, the inner city.
Like having a team of experts behind you, helping you through every aspect of real estate investing, because the Cashflow Generator Program uses the actual experiences of active and successful investors around the country who will help you become successful right away. As a special bonus, when you attend the Cashflow Generator Workshop, you'll also get our Wealth Guide, a 2-CD set that...
The Wealth Guide. Our 2-CD set only costs you an extra $299 a month. For 12 years.
A wealth guide.
Includes. What are you going to do with all that money, Chrissy, when you get it? It's probably just got like pretty pictures of a helicopter, a limousine, the hot tub at the Ritz in St. Lucia.
7 steps for success and to buy your dream home with no money, credit, or banks. A $195 value, yours absolutely free for...
How is that $195 for 2 CDs worth of shit?
Wait, attending.
You get the wealth guide.
Yeah. It's only worth $195 if they're paying you the $195.
Everyone should attend a one-day event. It's life-changing. It opens up a whole new world.
There's no excuse. There's nothing that should stop you from doing this.
My kid is dying. Nothing should stop you from bringing your checkbook to my event. Not even dead kids.
Is limited, and this popular event will fill up quickly. So call now and reserve your two free passes. This event could change your life forever.
Notice they have, it says nowhere where you're actually going.
No.
They tell you
just,
no.
It's just in your area.
In your area. This is what they do, is that they populate the airwaves every time that they go to a new city.
Hurry and call the number on the bottom of your screen to guarantee your two free passes or register online. Get a pen and write this down. Here's a listing of the cash flow generator events coming to your area.
Oh, yep, they're coming nowhere. I think this is just a template that they
use. I think so too, yeah.
It's different because it's created and is constantly updated from the actual experiences of active and successful real estate investors from across the entire country.
Providing you with their collective knowledge about the latest information and most current real estate investing strategies.
And best of all, the Cash Flow Generator program can teach you specific proven techniques you can start using right away to make money in real estate without using any of your own money or credit.
That's just one reason why the Cash Flow Generator program works in markets big and small across the country.
Now, literally any market you can make money in. Dumpville, Georgia, no problem. Population 4, you can take grandma's piece of hot farm real estate and turn it into millions. Bye, grandma. You'll be dead soon anyway.
Let's go back to Julie and Jay from Norfolk, Virginia, and see the third deal they found right on their own block.
If we would have only known, I mean, right in our backyard.
I don't even think that's a real baby. Like, the way she's carrying it, you got to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. But these are two people we saw last episode. They're wearing all black as if they had just attended a funeral. It's bright and sunny outside. They were the ones that bought a monstrosity of a house on a block that doesn't look like there's any monstrosities. Then they kicked somebody out of their house in the backyard so that they could make money. And now it's a couple, but they're carrying a baby, but the baby doesn't look real.
No.
Isn't that a fake baby?
I think it's a fake baby.
Yeah.
How much money we could have made, we would have done this a long time ago.
And this right here is deal number 3. We actually were able to pick this up using our techniques we learned from the cash flow generator, again with no money down, out of our own pocket. So that was awesome, and we currently have this property lease option right now.
Yeah, they have the option to buy within 2 years. We'll be profiting over $200,000, which we can invest in more real estate. And
it just generates and generates.
It's so easy. All these stingy investors have been keeping the secrets from you, but now we've got together a group from all around the country. I don't know what their names are yet, but we'll figure that out the day of the seminar. We've gotten together this group of real estate experts to teach you all of the secrets that that the man, the swamp, has been hiding from you. It has literally been a conspiracy theory to keep you from making millions in real estate. And it doesn't matter how many investors do it. We can all make millions, more and more millions. Just ask China. They're doing great right now with all those empty houses.
Well, generator, we wouldn't have had the opportunity to make that kind of money or to do this kind of program. So we're very, very happy.
If you're sitting there thinking that you don't have this opportunity in your backyard or your neighborhood, then I challenge you to get out there and look and do a little bit more.
I challenge you to buy your own 3 pieces
of
real estate.
That's the challenge that we need to do.
Buy real estate with no money down. That's the real challenge, because I don't know that exists. It doesn't.
Looking around your neighborhood, because all 3 of these properties happen on the same exact street. And without, using the techniques we learned from the cash flow generator, we've been able to find all 3 of these deals, and each one's a little different than the other, but just using the techniques we learned in class, we found all 3 of these properties.
I'm sure your neighbors love you.
Yeah.
They are just one example of the many people from around the country that are changing their lives with the Cash Flow Generator program, and they did all this without their own money or credit.
We met Melvin earlier in this program.
Their own money or credit.
Yeah, you can just do this.
Hold on one second.
No problem.
Yep, makes absolute sense, Chrissy. I should have not been using my own money and my own credit this entire time.
Dang it, man.
And I wouldn't have lost $1 million in real estate and counting.
Graham, and heard about his incredible success. Let's see his latest deal.
You'll be amazed at what he had to say.
Okay, guys, what I want to do now is just take you through one of my latest deals. This particular house here, they started, the asking price was $225,000. because of the strategy that we teach you guys at the workshops, the circle of negotiation, we were able to negotiate this property down to 175.
Did I say the circle of negotiation?
Yeah, that sounds like hell for the person on the other end. Yeah. It's basically we create a circle around somebody.
We talk in circles until it sounds good.
Down 20%, down 10%, down 5%. Your grandma's not going to live very much longer. She doesn't need the house.
We purchased a property for $175 when we bought the property. As we always tell our students, we got a check at the closing. And in this case, our check at the closing was $24,000. This is the way you want to buy properties, guys. Get a check when you close. Makes a big difference. A little less than 2 months, we got a tenant into the property on a lease option basis. We got a nice down payment.
I keep talking about the lease thing.
Option.
So now they're landlords?
Yeah, they're landlords. There's all different ways to do real estate, but this is like another scammy, scuzzy bullshit. What they do is they take a homeowner who may be in trouble with their mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
They do the circle of negotiation, which basically means they're about to circle back and fuck you in the ass.
Yep.
And what they do is they say, oh, the bank will publicly post pre-foreclosure notices. Like, this person's in trouble. They're 5 months behind on their mortgage. And we're about to go into foreclosure, because they know that there are these real estate suckers, these fucking bloodsuckers that'll go around. And listen, maybe this provides a service in some rare circumstances. They go to the front door and they say, we know you're in pre-foreclosure. On this $100,000 house, you owe the bank $70,000. I'll buy it from you for $70,000. You'll never have to deal with the bank again.
Mm-hmm.
You'll only deal with me, and I'll let you buy the house back over the period of time.
Yeah.
Now you're a renter in your own house.
Yeah.
So essentially, you just lost your shirt, any equity you put into the house, any down payment. You're always going to have the pre-foreclosure on your credit. You're always going to be 5 months late. That's not going to solve any of your credit issues. And now you're still paying for the house, but you're paying someone else who now owns it and has 33% equity or 30% equity in the house that they just bought. It is a shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
And I have heard these live pitches, and I have heard examples of what people have done to get these things across the line, and they border on extraordinarily immoral.
Oh, yeah.
Foreclosure is nothing anybody wants to go through, but the bank will take the keys back if you tell them to, right? And maybe you should just go get an apartment for a while because you couldn't afford the house, and that sucks and is very sad. And I've been through foreclosure, but I've been through difficult circumstances where, unfortunately, I can't live where I want right now. I got to go somewhere smaller, right? And that's probably going to happen pretty soon given the commercial break's financial status. Yeah. But that's okay. We'll deal with it. We don't need a big studio. We don't have a big studio. Yeah. So we'll just take what we get. We're going to go get a 500-square-foot apartment. It's going to be Jeff, Chrissy, Astrid,
and the 12 children. Yes.
Well, 10 to 12. I'm not sure how many I have. They're never in the same room, so I can count them.
Yep.
We're all going to live there, and 250 square feet is going to be dedicated to the commercial
break.
You
got to do what you got to do.
You do. That's it. Do what you got to do. It's doing what I got to do that got me in trouble in the first place with these 10 to 12 children.
Then, and we're going to make even more money once they get the loan and cash us out. So right now we have about $20,000 in equity. Nice property. As you can see, it's fairly new. It's only about 3 years old. And this was a good deal. And guys, there are plenty of deals like this anywhere USA. We can show you how to do it.
He's just got that catchphrase, anywhere USA, doesn't he?
Most of all, these investors are from all areas of the country. So you'll learn how they're making money even in the hottest real estate markets, like New York, California, Miami, and so many more.
You cannot be an inexperienced real estate investor in New York or Los Angeles or Atlanta. I'm telling you right now, these big cities have real real estate investors.
Yeah.
They're called hedge funds, and they will eat you for breakfast. They will literally outbid you by a dollar to get that house, and they don't care if they lose money. That's not the point. The point is to just have a big balance sheet.
Yep.
To date and cutting-edge techniques that are working in today's real estate market.
Now let's meet another successful real estate investor who also gives us time as one of our many talented and experienced cash flow
generators. Talented and experienced cash flow coaches who spends his time coaching other people rather than doing deals.
Yeah.
Your teachers.
Well, our net worth was probably a negative number when we first started out living with my mother-in-law. We really had more bills than income. I would say probably today we hold a little over $4 million in assets.
Probably.
probably hold about $4 million in assets. Probably going to make about $75 billion trillion this year.
Probably.
If my forecasting is any indication, I know it's September and we haven't made any money yet, but by the end of the year, we're going to make $1 trillion. Quadrillion. It's a new number I made up for my own projection square sheet.
Probably.
Probably. Likely. Not. We should. We could. We might. We didn't, but we will.
But our net worth is probably in excess of $2 million. And I actually had a student call me up about a week ago, said that I had out, he was in my, you know, training about a month and a half ago. And we went through what he needed to do to be successful.
Yeah, because he was like, this fucking thing isn't working.
Yeah, he's like, hey, John.
John.
Yes, I'm here to help you in any way I can. I'm the most successful real estate coach in history.
Yeah, listen, asshole. I went to your fucking Motel 6 room over there and got that whole seminar thing. I followed every step by step. I looked at my bank balance this morning. It's negative $50,000. How exactly do I make money in this?
Well, I didn't say you would make money. I said you should make money. You could
you
make
could.
Money. You might make money. Yes.
I want to make money by getting my money back from you.
Well, let's go over what you...
Are
doing
you
wrong.
Are you available to come to the Holiday Inn this weekend to talk to me? Bring some friends. Every friend you bring, I give you $10 back.
Your personal knowledge and experiences, and that really meant a lot to him. And he told me that, you know, he's barely getting by. And in 6 weeks since I left him, he's acquired over $1.5 million of real estate. And the fact that I'm actively investing, and I tell him I make a lot more money investing than I do teaching, but I do the teaching because that's what I love to do.
Goodness,
what a nice guy.
Yeah.
It's not probably not the $10,000 paycheck you're getting right. for doing this. In 6 weeks, the guy went from no
negative.
Money, no bills, no credit, to never working another day in his life. It's such horseshit.
And share this knowledge and get people to have success. To me, to hear someone's success story is worth more than the money they can pay me.
Coming up, we had the opportunity to sit with Julie and Jay in a candid interview where we learned exactly how the cash flow generator has transformed their lives.
As well as Melvin, who walked us through three more deals worth around $1 million using little of his own money.
Plus, much, much more. You won't want to miss it.
Now, here's some important information about how you can...
You won't want to miss it. They're hyping as if they're on a radio station telling you what to do. And that's the way they get you. They know that people aren't going to listen to this entire thing, so they just keep repeating the same information over and over again in hopes that they catch someone watching TV at the right time.
Yeah.
So let's catch one more interview with... Yeah, let's go with these two. Let's go with these two geniuses. With the fake
Jay.
Baby. Julie and Jay. Notice they never said they had an actual kid. They never said that.
So you're just carrying one around.
Yeah. We should have a baby in the future.
It has changed lives.
We now own over $1 million worth of real estate, and we've netted about $300,000-$400,000, you know, just in 1 year.
There's deals everywhere in every neighborhood. There's wholesale, there's lease option, foreclosure. The neat thing of this program really is that there's so many different programs you can get into and learn about that there's not one set way to do things.
Tons of ways to scam people.
Tons of ways to make money with no work.
Tons of ways to scam people. Look.
Chrissy, you two can open your own spa and there's tons of ways to make money. There's the hand shandy.
Always popular.
There's the rim and rob where you lick their assholes and steal their wallet while you're doing it.
Did you say the rim and rob?
The rim and rob. I'll take a hand shandy and a rim and rob, please. You'll probably make more money getting a rim and rob than you will here. Oh, there's the old titty fucking duck. You know, while they're fucking your titties, you just replace it with a towel during orgasm and run out the door with their wallet. Yeah, there's many ways to open up a spa and make money, Chrissy. And I'm here to teach you how.
You know, one program, you know, there's such a variety.
They really go step by step from, you know, teaching you the confidence and what to do first, going into the paper, finding the properties, and then training you on the techniques and the contracts in order for you to be established and feel confident about what you're doing so you can go out there and do it. And that's exactly what we did in our first month, making the $30,000. They gave us the confidence
to go out there and make that kind of money.
See, that's how real estate gets you too. It's that you'll have a few early successes.
Success, yeah.
And then you lose a lot of money. And then Astrid hates you for the rest of your life.
Give you all the tools that you would need to definitely go forward and be confident in your own market, in your own hometown.
I mean, go to that first initial meeting, and I mean, I promise you, it will change your life. Whether you do anything with it or not, it will definitely open up your eyes.
Oh, it'll change your life no matter if you do something or not. Showing up at the Holiday Inn is going to change your life regardless if you take action or not.
And give you that opportunity to, you know, live the dream that you want to dream.
This program has changed our life and, you know, changed my wife's life, and will change my children's life. And it's just an incredible experience.
Yeah, when we have them. Our fake baby is just a placeholder. Like we have some zeros on a spreadsheet that we might make in the future as actual money in real estate. All right, enough of that. I can't listen anymore to the drivel.
Oh,
it just
God.
Gets me so worked up because I know it so well. Yeah. But anyway, listen, results do vary, by the way.
Yeah.
There are people who make money in real estate and pick themselves up. Real estate can be a place where dreams do come true. I think you just have to have an extraordinary amount of luck, and you also have to have a big wallet.
Yes.
Either you have to have a big wallet or someone close to you has to have a big wallet so you can absorb those losses that will eventually and inevitably come. So there's our little soapbox for the week, and glad we could help you guys out. Hope you had a nice Labor Day. Here's what you need to do. You need to go to tcbpodcast.com, the brand new tcbpodcast.com. That's right. We've changed the website for the 12th time in 3 years, and we might have another website next year.
If our projections are correct.
You know what our projections are telling me? We have a photo shoot coming up, and I hate photo shoots.
I know.
Hate them. Even though the girl that we use is wonderful.
Yeah, but I'm the same way, Brian. Why?
I don't know.
It's Astrid.
Astrid tells us to do it, and we do it.
No.
She's got some reason. I'm not sure what it is. I'm not even sure we used any of the photographs from the last photo shoot.
Or the last three.
No, I'm kidding. They're all up on the website. Well, the first two were... The first two were questionable. The first one, for sure. The second one, I felt like I was in a Right Said Fred video.
We should put some of those ones from that second photo shoot with that guy out as bloopers.
Oh, terrible. We were in Dickies and bad lighting. And to be fair to the guy, he didn't know either. He was like, why do these guys need pictures? What exactly are you doing? All right, tcbpodcast.com.
He only took pictures of homes.
I know.
Kitchens.
Well, we were as stiff as a kitchen. All right. Go there, all the audio, all the video, your What Would Frankie Do sticker, while they're available, go to the Contact Us button, drop down menu, I want my sticker. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, 1-855-TCB-8383, that's 1-855-TCB-8383, toll free from anywhere in the world. Questions, comments, concerns, ask Brian's mom, send them all to that location, and we'll get back to you. Okay, Chrissy, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I love you.
And I love you.
And best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Hee hee!